New Tales from the Borderlands is a story-based action-adventure game developed by Gearbox Studios Quebec and published by 2K Games. It's the sequel to 2014's Tales from the Borderlands, which was developed by Telltale Games before they closed down in 2018. Much like its prequel, New Tales from the Borderlands follows a group of misfits trying to get rich in the merciless Borderlands universe. Instead of having just two playable protagonists, we now have three. Anu, a scientist working for Atlas on a non-destructive device, Octavio, her brother, a get-rich-quick wannabe social media influencer street kid, and Fran, Octavia's employer, a proprietor of a frozen yogurt shop recently damaged by warring corporations. The graphics and art style are, of course, a cel-shaded circus, much like many Borderlands and Telltale games. Nothing spectacular or cutting-edge, but tried and true to the brand. The story does take place on at least a new planet to me, Promethea, which is more developed and less desolate than Pandora, which was a nice change of pace. Gameplay in most of these decision-heavy, story-focused games is usually minimal, giving us some quick-time events and some very light investigation. New Tales from the Borderlands is no different in this regard. Although they have added some mini-games such as Vaultlanders, which is a series of quick-time events where you and an opponent try to hit each other's dolls with your own dolls, or Octavio's Hacking, which is a series of three very simple mini-games. If the mini-games had higher stakes or added anything, they would have been great. But they all came off as a distraction. There's really nothing groundbreaking or even fresh for the franchise, although they do give us an end-of-episode compatibility rating, showing how strong of a bond you have between Anu, Octavio, and Fran. The story worked. The game's main antagonist was much more mystical and morally gray compared to Handsome Jack in the prequel. It had a lot of potential, but ended up being just weighed down by the characters themselves. Although the dynamic between the three leads is quite drawing, most of the time I found myself not really caring about them. They make comedic yet brash decisions that really drag the story on longer than it needed to be. The story gameplay and decision making was fun, but sometimes not very fluid, making it feel like I chose an option that was against where the dialogue was really going. At one point, I would be deciding a dialogue option with Octavio. The other characters were pressuring me to respond even though the counter just started, and that happens a lot throughout this entire game. They really give you no time to really decide. So I picked a more serious option, which is out of character for Octavio. Well, everyone responded as though I said something funny, and it kind of threw off the pace quite a bit. The overall story was interesting, but not the best. The actual gameplay was mostly frequent and forgiving quick-time events. I guess the real challenge in this game lied with using your characters to please all of your other characters through dialogue, which seemed forced. It had heart, but fell flat from what I expected from the franchise. Much like frozen yogurt, I'll eat it, but there are plenty of tastier options. I give New Tales from the Borderlands a 7.3 out of 10. For more discussion and information on New Tales from the Borderlands and other games, tune into the Untitled Gaming Podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever podcasts are found.